Disociatīvā fūga. Sarunas par kino. Katru otro sestdienu, trijos. Sveicināt radio naba klausītājus. Skan disociatīvā fūga. Raidījums, kurā mēs ļaujam apziņai klīst starp kino, idejām, domām un mūziku. Raidījumu vadu es, Ieva Ozoliņa, un šodien manā studijā ir divi viesi. Viens ir režisors, kurš savos darbos apvieno tādu personisku pieredzi ar tēlēju un kino valodu, un viņa filmas balansē starp fikciju un realitāti, un starp smildzīgu ironiju un tādu klusu patiesību. Tas ir Aleksandrs Hāns. Sveiks, Aleksandr!
Sveiki!
Un vēl kopā ar mums ir, nu, es teiktu tā, neprofesionāls aktieris Artūrs Mekšs, kurš savā dzīvē ir sociālais darbinieks un filmā arī ataino sociālo darbinieku. Filmā Tauriņš seniors, par ko mēs tūlīt runāsim. Un tad Aleksandra Hāna jaunā filma Tauriņš seniors ir stāsts par ģimeni, atmiņu un to, vai paaudzes savā starpā runā vai nerunā. Un vispirms tāds ievads Aleksandra pastāsti, kāds bija tas impulss, ka tu saprati, ka tu gribi taisīt kino?
You mean the very first? Well, I was a fan of Woody Allen. I loved Woody Allen, and and I wanted to do a Woody Allen movie. I started to write a script, and this was the beginning. I guess it was in the 80s. Yes, it was in the 80s.
And you studied abroad. You tell a bit about your school.
Well, I studied in Vienna, but this was a little bit later. I studied in Vienna, and it was in the 90s. Yeah, but I lived first. I was born in Riga first. Yeah, then my parents decided to leave the country, the Soviet Union. And in 77, and so the next years I spent in Augsburg, Bavaria,
How you would describe your directing style today? Do you feel it has changed over time?
Well, it's a continuous thing. So it's I'm trying to make different movies, and I have not a special style, I guess. But maybe some people think I have. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have seen your film Eternity. And it there is some poetic and completely different style and cinematic language.
Yes, I tried artificial intelligence and to slow down the picture, and so it's very, very slowly. So it's but this material is from another movie, which is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So but it's nice. It's like Tarkovsky. In the net there is a discussion going on. They think that it's an unfinished Tarkovsky film. Yeah, I think I did it better than Tarkovsky.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But let's talk about your new movie, Tauriņš seniors, which has been described as your most personal work. What was the starting point of the story? Did it come from real life, from observations, or from imaginations?
Well, it started, I have to care for my father, and it was not possible to do something cinematically, so I filmed things from the window. Yeah? So I started, and I showed it to my father. My father was bored of it. Then he died. And I'm missing him very much, and still missing him very much. And I decided to do something to keep him alive. So this was the idea. And But the movie is funny as well. It's not about death and it is about death and how complicated it is if you have to care for your father or a person who cared for you when you were young. Yeah.
Aleksandrs Hāns pastāsta par to, ka viņš mācījies Vīnē. Viņa filmu veidošanas stils nav tā ļoti definējams, kāds tas ir. Piemēram, šī filma ir tāds savienojums tam dokumentāro filmu un spēļu filmu. Savukārt viņa filma Mūžība bija veltījums Tarkovskim, un tā ir pavisam citā stilistikā veidota. Filma Seniors Tauriņš ir veltījums viņa tēvam, kurš joprojām viņam pietrūkst. Un viņš filmā strādā gan ar profesionāliem aktieriem, gan ar neaktieriem. Piemēram, Artūrs, kurš ir ar mums studijā, ir profesionāls sociālais darbinieks un filmā tādu arī spēlē pats sevi. Artūr, pastāst varbūt tu, ja es rīkstu uz tu uzreiz. Tu piedalījies filmas veidošanā kā aktieris, bet kā tas notika? Tu ienāci ģimenē kā sociālais darbinieks un tad Aleksandrs tev uzrunāja.
Nē, nu viss jau dzīvē nav tik vienkārši sanācis tā, ka mēs ar režisoru satikāmies vienkārši pareizā laikā un pareizā vietā. Tas tā reizēm dzīvē notiek tiešām. Un viņš man jautāja, ko tu tagad dari, un es viņam kaut ko stāstu, ko es strādāju un ko es papildus daru, un tad es tur kaut kādu sirmāmiņu, un viņš pieķērās pie tā un teica, jā. Man tagad ir ķīnis, man tagad vajag sociālo darbinieku. Tu to visu saproti, kas tas ir, ko tas nozīmē. Un metamies iekšā viss, un divu dienu laikā super.
No, I met Artūrs and I thought he's the right one. So it's why should I search for other actors? And by the way, I can work with professional actors, non-professional, with children or dogs. I had dogs as well. Yeah, and it was a perfect thing to work with my dog. The dog is dead as well, so it's one of the dogs. One dog is was borrowed.
And how long did you make this movie?
Well, I think it's 5 years. It's like a documentary, long documentary. When I was in the mood, I decided to work. When I was not, I was not working.
And one more professional actor in this movie is Dalivalds Margevič.
He's not a professional actor, but he did it fantastically. And so Tallivaldis, I know him for a long time. I was his interpreter in Augsburg when he was with Saletskis there in a festival in 1919, Štiesiela, yeah? And I was his dolmetscher, interpreter. So, and we started to be friends there. And he invited me to Riga. I had my first short movie I did here, and I met Varis Brasla, and he was very kind to me. And then Varis had the idea that I can make my short film and not doing an assistant job or something like that. And he said, it's very cheap here. Do your own film. Don't watch how I'm doing it. And I did it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tas bija ļoti interesanti vērot, ka tu filmē, tu raksti aizkadra tekstu, ko domā cilvēks, kurš filmā nerunā. Vai tavs tēvs redzēja to filmu arī? Vai nepaguva?
Nē, my father was dead. And my father was my fan. He liked everything I did. So it was a bit of frustrating. My father, he liked one thing he doesn't like it. It was a painting with covered with blood, and he hated this painting of Mona Lisa, Bloody Mary. I called the painting, and he said always, Do it away. Do it away.
Can we say this movie is autobiographical?
You can say, I can...
you can answer.
I would say it is partly, but many things are different, yeah, you know. It's because it's not true that my father doesn't live here. He lived in Germany, and I thought... And I was here because I had young children, and it was not possible for me to go back to Germany. So I had the idea that he has to come to Riga. But he wanted always to come back, to get back to Germany. So we paid location he lived. And, well, yeah. But life is... like life is.
What did your father in his life?
He worked as an X-rays technician at Medtechnica.
Oh, he was far from movies.
He was far from movies, but in this company, they had an amateur... group, and he was doing the sound there.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a painter. He could be a professional painter, but he was not interested in money from paintings and so on. But my mother loved it very much that he could paint, and so.
Yeah, you didn't mention your mother in this movie.
She died 10 years earlier.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I have to do one more movie about my mother, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
Yeah. And, well, it's, yeah, you're right, yeah. But my mother is in the movie. I have pictures of her. So my real father is in the movie too, but only the pictures.
Oh. Yeah. Ah, your mother is there because... your father always is talking about his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see my mother, the pictures, the images of my mother I used.
Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. This you filmed, you put it in the film, always what your father is seeing through window. This is very good, interesting way how to stop time and capture in the movie. I remember I saw a film, Balcony movie, which is filmed only through window all the time, the same place.
Yeah. I didn't see that one. I see the one by Kasakovsky, this Tisha. And so this inspired me maybe too to use that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It happened. It happened. I didn't think a lot. I did just. And sometimes it's better if you do something and not think all the time.
I saw a film, Monsignor Taurinch, which I watched a second film. And can we consider the first part of Taurinch Seniors, the same character? Gundars Abolinš at the epicenter of his problems, or you didn't think about two movies, which is like...
Well, I didn't think about two movies when we were doing the first, and I thought it would be nice if we keep the name, but it's different. But we kept the name of Monsieur Taurinch, not Monsignor. Monsignor is something has to do with the church and Monsieur, because
Monsieur. Okay.
Yeah, okay. But many think it's Monsignor, Senor. Well, yeah, it was. So it's. But we kept the idea that. That Taurinch Jr. has ties to Paris and would like to go back to Paris. This is maybe a sort of autobiographical, because I always wanted to go back to Vienna. But now I like it in Riga. I loved it. Now, I'm happy to be here, and so on. And my sons are almost grown ups. So it's now it's an interesting thing for me. Will I stay here or will I go back to Vienna, maybe, or Berlin, or so? I have a company, movie company, in Germany, so maybe I should go to Germany and do something there. It depends how the audience in Latvia wants me. If they want me, I will stay. If not, I have to go to Germany.
I saw in credits many names with surname Hahn. You have your sons in your crew. They are helping you.
Yes, my son Daniel played a little role, and it was improvised. And he plays a pizza deliverer, and so it's And he's a student at Riseba. Is it right?
Yeah.
Riseba. Mm-hmm. Riseba. Yeah. It's and my younger son was with us. Running guy. So yes, of course you have work with people who are around you and who makes you happy.
Right. Sons and fathers, and what was inner questions or emotional themes which was important for you to explore through this movie?
I'm not thinking about themes. As I told you, I'm working, and during the process of editing, and this is maybe a documentary approach, I try to see the themes and stress them. I'm not the guy who says, I want to tell something and this is the reason why I'm doing this movie. For me, it's the other way around. I'm doing this movie and then we will see what happened. So it's really hard for me to get money from the state, or because they want something written, a script or something like that. I'm a scriptwriter as well, but I prefer my own films to do without a script.
Yeah, we should always in one sentence say, what about is this movie?
Es tomēr Aleks gribētu mazliet pārtraukt un pateikt, kad tie tēli, tās domas, tie dialogi, kurus mēs tur veidojam, tas ir superīgs, dabisks process. Tur nekas nav piedomāts. Tur nekas nav izzīsts no pirksta. Mēs darām, cilvēki šodien jau vispār, ja mēs tā padomājam, mēs ārpus darba spēlējam to, kas mēs neesam. Un otrādi, darbā darām lietas, nu, pietēlojam lietas, vai ne? Un tas man šķiet tas tavā filmā ir tā sāls, kad mēs tur darām, Gundars tur neko neizdomā, Tālis neko neizdomā, Rita Lasman neko neizdomā, Īmis Strats neko neizdomā. Mēs esam dabīgi, mēs vienkārši veidojam to situāciju, ja? Sekundu pa sekundai, un tad mums, pienāk tas iznākums, lai viņš ir tur traģikomisks, jeb bēdīgs, jeb smieklīgs, ja? Nu, mēs esam tādi, kādi esam, mm-hmm. Un tā ir tava kino būtība.
Nu jā, ir sevišķi uzgadījumā, tavā gadījumā, kad tu spēlē pats sevi. Jā, nevis spēlē, bet tu esi, vai ne?
Es esmu viss.
And Arthurs knows what he's saying. He's director as well, a theater director. So he's, maybe you should tell about your career a little bit. So, Arthurs.
Lab, paldies, jā.
Ja ir kaut kas sakāms, noteikti vajag piebilst.
Nu, ko es tur? Es jau tā. Savu dzīvi pie... Es esmu uzaudz... ko es gribēju izstāstīt pie piecos teikumos, ja atļauts. Es uzaugu jaunatnes teātrī, tur, kur tagad ir jērtēja telpas, un tur spēlēju kā aktieris Gundars Āboliņš, un tagad... Un tad man bija 10 gadi, kad mēs pie... Kad es pirmajā izrādē nospēlēju, man bija 10 gadi, un Gundaram, un tagad ir pagājuši 30, un mēs esam satikušies, nu, vienkārši nepastarpināti vienā filmā, un jā, emocijas priekš manis spēlē ļoti lielu lomu dzīvē, es no tā neslēpjos, nebaidos, māku gan raudāt, gan smieties, un tad, kad es padomāju par to, ka ir pagājuši pāri 30 gadi, un mēs ar Gundaru esam vienā filmā, man tas šķiet, ka tas ir, nu, tā, priekš cilvēka pašam, priekš sevis vērts.
Mhm.
Nu, fantastika.
Nu, labi, tā tas ir, jā. Bet tagad parunāsim vēlreiz par filmu. Tell me about irony a little bit. In your films, you are blending this drama, comedy and irony and how you find this right balance.
Well, it's during the long editing process, I found the balance, yeah. So, and my irony comes maybe from Vienna and the Austrian. I have a German passport, but the Austrians accept me as an Austrian guy. So I have to have this attitude and a little bit Viennese charm or something like that, yeah. Rock me, Amadeus. Well, it's I love Falco, by the way. It's never met him. Oh no, I met him at his last concert in Vienna, yeah? Where he was singing Beatles songs. Well, sorry. What was your question?
Irony and drama. I'm thinking about Ulrich Seidel, which is Austrian documentarist.
Yeah,
he blends also very. Filigrane.
I worked with Jerzy Palacz, the OP, and Jerzy worked for
Bolry?
Yeah,
for Ulrich.
Models, I guess the film was. So, yeah, it's Austrian film. It's Vienna. It's and Latvian films. It's Riga. So it's very central.
How do you work with actors? Do you have some special methods or rituals?
Want my method? Yeah,
method. Method of Alexander Hahn, please.
So it's always different. Yeah, it's always different. If we have a script, we have and I had a script. For
it's
example.
Possible to make fiction without script.
Of course, yeah, and this is. Monsieur Taurinch is mostly improvised, like Taurinch Senior. So it's of course you have an idea of a scene. Yeah, it's I cannot tell to an actor play. An actor has the idea of what is he playing, and then I first of all you have to work with good actors, and that. Could be it's an amateur actor could be great as well, yeah, and so you have to be lucky as a director to work with great people. So yeah, and I have no special thing. It's I start we're talking about the role, and what I don't like is to practice. For me, the first take is the best take. So, and when the actor know this is the one and only chance to play this, There's a special energy, and if you make one take, another take, and 20 takes, so it loses energy. But in Taurin Senior, for example, there's a long scene in this vehicle, and there's a lot of stuff we filmed. Yeah, but I've took the best parts for the movie. So it's but there's no take one, take two, take three.
Mm-hmm.
It was longer in reality.
Mm-hmm. But Aleksandrs arī bišķiņ, nu tā, nepasaka līdz galam, viņš ir tik, cik es viņu pazīstu. Viņš ir īsts komēdija meistars. Viņš ir tāda, ja mēs tā praktiski runājam, tāda tāds mirklis, ja, kad cilvēks var paņemt minerālu ūdens podelu un padarīt to smieklīgu, dzerot to ūdeni, ja. Aleksandrs to māk, un tā, un es esmu strīdējies pat ar viņu, mēs, viss jau tā, viss ir dabisks process, es teicu, kad, nu labi, tas varbūt neieies ierakstā, es teicu, kad, šis nosaukums seniors Tauriņš nav priekš Latvijas veiksmīgs. Kā priekš production, ja, priekš PR. Ja. Es Aleksandram teicu, viņš man pārstāvēja otru viedokli. Viņš teica, bet tā ir filma par paaudzēm. Tur nevar būt nekā smieklīga. Un arī tur es viņam piekrītu. Jā, it kā nē, bet mēs jau varētu ielikt nosaukumu, nezinu, Alex, fiksi. Pasaki ātri kādu citu nosaukumu.
I don't know. It's I have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Nosaukums vienmēr ļoti sarežģītākā daļa mums šķiet filmas veidošanā. Jā. Un tieši tāpēc, ka tas nosaukums bija Tauriņš seniors, man lika domāt par iepriekšējā filmu Misie Tauriņš, un es viņus savienoju tā kā vienā filmā. Tā ir taisnība, jā. Par filmu, jā. Bet, Aleksandra, pastāsti mazliet... Filma par paaudzēm, filma par novecošanu, vai tu pats daudz esi domājis par to, par tēvu, par tēvu aiziešanu, un tu veltīji viņam to filmu, vai arī tu filmēji vienkārši to, kas tavā dzīvē tajā brīdī bija svarīgi?
Well, I can, I imagine meeting with a German director and writer, and he said to me, Alex, you're not a writer in real life, you're a writer in a movie. And I'm still thinking what he wanted to tell me, but maybe now I understand. Yeah, so I film myself. I'm not a good actor, so I choose Gunders to play me, but I'm in the movie. I'm a writer and director in the movie. So and Gunders plays me sometimes. So this is my approach to the thing.
Mm. Un vai tu vari pateikt, ka filmā izveidojot šo filmu, ka tā bija gatava, tev bija kaut kāds atklāsmes. Tu kaut ko saprati vairāk par attiecībām.
Atklāsmes, what does it mean?
Tā kā...
After the movie.
Yeah. When you finish this. Because this is about talking and not talking about generations and maybe you better understood your father or you didn't strike an arguing with them.
Well, my father, it was, I have to say, my father was a different person, a perfect person. And for the movie, we created this character, the Talis plays my father a little bit grumpier. So my father was an angel. And it's hard to make movies about angels, yeah? So, of course, Yes, I understand my father much better now, but it's too late.
Jā, And what we see on the screen is how Thales is playing your father. And then I try to find different examples what I know about elder people, and I build it your father. But you said you told your father was different.
He was different, and Thales was he knew my father, and they in one scene in documentary stuff you can see them together in for a short moment, yeah. And my father and Thales, they were sort of friends, yes. Mm. And this is was the reason why he said, yeah, okay, I play this role because I have to. And so...
Yeah, Thales played a bit angry elder man.
Yeah, and I let him. I knew it's not the documentary, but it for the movie it was better. And Thales is a director as well, so I let him. There was a moment where he changed the whole story when we met Maria Linate, and I said to him, you don't like this lady, you hate her, etc. Yeah? And they, in the shot, and they meet for the first time in the shot, and Thales liked the lady. What should I do? Yeah, so but I was curious.
Yeah. Many times I felt this is documentary, and then I tried to remember this is not documentary. Yeah.
This is a great compliment from a great documentary filmmaker. And
thank you
very much for doing this stuff with me. I'm very honored, really, Ieva. I like your movies.
Okay, thank you. Pastāv zināms sakarības starp pirmo filmu Misija Tauriņš un šo pēdējo filmu Tauriņš seniors. Abas filmas ir mazliet autobiogrāfiskas. Kaut kas tāds, ko esmu paņēmis patiešām līdzi no Vīnes, ir ironija. Es taisu filmas improvizējot bez scenārija. Galvenais, lai uz laukuma ir labi aktieri. Un vislabākais teiks man ir pirmais teiks. Es necenšos dedzināt aktieru enerģiju. Filmā tēvu spēlē Tālivalds Margevičs. Arī attiecīgi ir neprofesionāls aktieris, viņš ir režisors, viņš pazina manu tēvu, bet viņš viņu izspēlē mazliet citādi, vairāk tā dusmīgāku. Mans tēvs bija mans fans, viņš bija eņģelis, viņš atbalstīja mani visā, un viņš dzīvoja Vācijā, es būtu gribējuši vairāk satikties, bet dzīve ir tāda, kā tā ir. Revelation. When you finished your movie, did you have some revelation?
Well, it's a word connected to religion. I guess I'm not very religious, but yesterday I was thinking in every of my movies is something with Jesus. Wow. Yeah, this was the revelation yesterday. I was in the movies, Jesus, and here's Jesus. Why? Not in a religious way, maybe. But I had a time in Vienna. I saw Jesus everywhere, and on walls written, Jesus. Jesus will help you. Jesus.
Why you had this selective view in this moment? What happened in your life?
I have no idea.
But right now also you are
No, I'm
you are free from this.
And I was not under drugs, and so it's but. But there's a funny scene from Midsummer Madness, Janu Nakts, the movie.
Bija Janu Nakts.
Yeah.
Tā filmu oficiāli saucās. Bija Janu Nakts, TV, LTV 1. Yeah.
Bija Janu Nakts. Oh, this is a revelation, it's not. Okay. I met an actor, and he doesn't get the role because I saw Jesus everywhere, yeah? And we met at the Café Ritter at the Maria Hilfer Straße. And the first thing he is doing, he is showing me the sign of devil with his hand. And for me, it was clear this guy will never be in my movie.
Okay. But what is good movie for you?
There are different movies which are good, and there are movies I cannot watch. For example, I'm scared of Japanese horror movies, So I can watch them. They make me...
No problem.
Yeah. So good movies. Latvian movie is very good now. It's and got Oscars, and we will talk in 100 years about this movie, I guess. So this is a good movie.
But about influences, you mentioned Woody Allen. What else?
Funny, Wim Wenders, Tarkovsky, something that...
Tarkovsky is very funny.
Yes, but when I was a student, I watched Tarkovsky movies in Germany in a cinema, and with a friend, and I don't know why, but we were totally attracted, and it was a phase. But I when I was a student, my colleagues. For example, Hubert Sauper, who's a great documentary filmmaker, living in Paris. They liked David Lynch and another David Cronenberg, and Lars von Trier. And for me, I don't like Lars von Trier at all.
But why?
I don't know why. Because the other students liked him, maybe, and I don't like Michael Haneke. As well, so it's something which causes pain. I don't like pain, and
yeah, such I remember this movie Amor, about elder people. Yeah,
yes, mm-hmm. It was very hard to watch. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. From Haneke. I watched the Benny's video, and it was unbelievable. My feelings days after the movie. So I try to sometimes when I watch movies, I try to get fun of them. And I loved James Bond. I forget to James Bond. I was a very big fan of James Bond. And my first movie was a parody, James Bond parody. I wouldn't say it's a parody. We were 14 years old and we played James Bond. Yeah, and I was in a school without girls, so it was a gay Bond I played. So we had no.
Labi, piedod, latviešiem tas visi garlaicīgi, tas tevs James Bonds.
Bet Artur, pastāst kaut ko interesantu tagad.
Yeah.
Labi, pastāstīšu. Es pazīstu Latvijas premjerministru.
Atvaino, tu vari pasēsties šitā? Citādāk, tu teici, tev jāstās uz mani, nenolauzi. Aha.
Es pazīstu Latvijas premjerministru, es zinu aizsardzības ministru Sprūdu, es zinu kultūras ministri Lāci, ko es tur vēl zinu. Gan jau, ka zinu, jā. Bet šīs ir tās mūsdienu figūras, kas veido mūsdienu Latviju, un arī saistībā ar Eiro.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But when you are writing or filming movie, do you think about audience? About people which are
yes and your no, movies? But I don't think about I'm trying to do is to create something interesting in this is my goal, and of course I prefer to do it for an audience and for a big audience. Sometimes the audience is not big, but of course you have to think at least at a big audience and for every people, for every person in the audience, it should be understandable. Not all things, yeah. It's because we know people are, the education is not equal. So a guy who is not well educated, he should have fun in this movie too, or yeah.
And what do you hope the audience takes away from your film? I think about last movie.
Many daughters and elder daughters are interested in this movie, and they brought me about first screenings. That they cried and laughed, modest. Yeah, this is funny. I guess the main audience are daughters and mothers. Hmm. And I got many reactions of daughters and mothers. So this was not intended. That happened, yeah. So I'm very grateful because there are so many men in this movie, but daughters and mothers liked it.
Maybe men cannot express emotions.
Yeah.
Your audience.
Yeah, there are some men. You're right. I guess it's, yeah. It's but for, not me. Personally, so because I had a strong mother, maybe this was the reason why
I'm not... You had strong mother and father angel.
Yes. But I loved both, of course, yeah. But I did a movie about my father, so mother.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Maybe next movie.
Yes.
What about is your next movie? Are you planning something?
Yes, I'm planning something. I'm planning for 10 years already, but now I have... found maybe the right producers. I'm one of them. And it's about a Jewish family that in the 70s, and they go to Vienna first, and then they decided they are not to get go to Israel and go to America. So this is a big one with great actors and no name dropping, but big ones.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Also the same style, semi-documentary, semi-fiction?
No, it's real fiction and, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a very expensive movie.
I imagine. Laba filma, man, ir filma, kas rada prieku. Piemēram, James Bonds, ko es skatījos diezgan daudz, studiju gados mēs skatījāmies, mēs ar kursabiedriem skatījāmies Tarkovski, Woody Allenu, citiem maniem kursabiedriem patika Trīrs, Haneke, bet tie nebija mani mīļākie režisori. Kad es veidoju filmu, es domāju par skatītājiem, es gribu izveidot filmu, kas ir saprotama visiem. Interesanti, ka pēc filmas Tauriņš seniors pirmizrādes es saņēmu ļoti daudz tāds emocionāls vēstules tieši no mātēm un meitām, kaut arī filmā lielākoties ir redzami tikai vīrieši. Un mana nākamā filma būs īsta, ļoti dārga spēlfilma par kādu ebreju ģimeni, kas izceļo uz ASV. Yeah, good luck with them, and maybe after we will meet here and talk about this.
Yeah, here or... anywhere, of course.
Anywhere, yeah. Thank you for being there.
Thank you for having me.
Mēs šodien neaizbraucām uz Liepāju.
Skaidrs, jūs brauksiet. Jā.
Jā, sorry.
Jā, paldies par to. Sorry. Jūs jā. Droši vien aizbrauksiet varbūt vēlāk, jūs paspēsiet vēl.
Nē.
Ir pa vēlu. Liepāja ir pa vēlu.
Jā, yeah, it's a special screening for seniors.
Skaidrs.
And many reservations at 50 people.
Mm-hmm. Jā, bet tāpēc, ka tā ir tāda ļoti emocionāla filma, kas ir interesanti, šis raidījums, iepriekšējais raidījums bija par vecākiem cilvēkiem un novecošanu un aiziešanu un izpratni par to, kā jūtās tāds vecāks cilvēks, un arī tava filma ir par to pašu.
Ok, this is the reason.
Netaisiet visu tik traģiski, tā ir traģikomēdija. Viņi ir domāti ne tikai veciem večiem, bet arī jauniem foršiem cilvēkiem.
Pasakums.
Un tā filma ir tāda. Viņa ir tāda. Es, kad noskatīju uz melno materiālu, es teicu, Aleks, tā ir traģikomēdija. Viņš man teica, nē, nu tur kaut ko tur tā. Bet vai tad tā nav finālā?
Jā, you're totally right. Artur, of course, jā. Yeah.
Artur, pasakums novēgumam kaut ko skaistu.
Or sing a song?
Es atcerējos... Čaku, Aleksandru Čaku, ai meitene ar pirkstiem vāriem, tu manas dzīves rožu krums. Es nesaprotu, kamdēļ laikiem es jūtos sabozies un drūms. Ai meitene ar pirkstiem vāriem, es saprotu, es esmu slikts, bet sekoju tev skatiem kariem un neju es pēc tam piebikts. Lūdzu.
Pasakaini. Paldies, Aleksandra. Paldies, Artūr. Mēs tuvojamies noslēgumam. Esam pieskārušies tēviem un dēliem un kino kā valodai, kas reizē stāsta un klusē. Šis bija raidījums disociatīvā fūga. Tiksimies nākamreiz, dārgie radioklausītāji, ar jums bija Ieva Ozoliņa. Disociatīvā fūga. Sarunas par kino. Katru otro sestdienu, trijos.